large marine vessel is transporting four very large cranes up the Chesapeake Bay to the port of Baltimore. And this vessel needs to pass underneath both the bay and the key bridges. And while the vessel is passing underneath, we will need to hold traffic. This is going to be done to ensure that motorists are not distracted by the cranes or rubbernecking and potentially causing accidents on the bridges themselves.
Is there any reason to believe that the cranes may not make it under the bridges?
No. It's going to be very large. I think that might certainly distract the drivers themselves, but there are no clearance issues with the cranes.
When's the last time you can recall the Bay Bridge having traffic held for a non-emergency type thing?
Well, this is actually the first time that we are holding traffic on the Bay Bridge for an operation like this. Typically, the closures on the Bay Bridge have to do more with work that might be going on at that time, or perhaps there's an accident or a disabled vehicle, and we need to get some folks out there to take care of that. But this is actually the first time that we have had to hold traffic for an operation like this.
What is the time frame of this maneuver?
Sure. The marine vessel will be approaching the Bay Bridge at approximately 1:15 p.m., and traffic will be held for about 40 minutes. And then the marine vessel will be approaching the Key Bridge at approximately 3:15 p.m., and traffic will be held for about 20 minutes. And, of course, these times and durations are approximate and dependent upon the vessel's progress.
What is your advice to motorists who may have to cross during that time? What will they have to do?
Well, certainly expect delays. Be prepared to be sitting in your car for an approximate 40 minutes if you're at the Bay Bridge, or for 20 minutes if you're at the Key Bridge. The Key Bridge, of course, you can try some alternate routes. The Fort McHenry Tunnel or the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel would certainly work if you need to get north or south of Baltimore. But for the Bay Bridge, just sit tight. If you need to travel across the Bay Bridge, maybe try to get there a little bit earlier in the day or later in the afternoon sometime, not around that 1:15 p.m. Start point.
Will there be signs telling the motorists what's going on?
Yes, we'll have the electronic message signs up and running as early as today, notifying motorists about the delays.